Big start to the Britpop show this week with the Blue Tones. It got some new music out, I think, this weekend, on Friday, I think. Check it out. I think it's on Spotify. Don't have a lot of information. Should have checked. Didn't. I was too busy, get this, cycling into the studio. That's right. It's getting so light, and the weather is getting good enough for me to cycle into the studio. That's how exciting it is. Summer is on its way. I can almost smell it. Right, before we get on to the theme for this week's show, because I like to tease you a little bit with guessing what the theme might be, but before we get on to it, I'm going to play some Travis, and then after that I will play you some Oasis, and Oasis is linked to the theme, but you'll never guess it. Never. I promised you I'd let you know what the theme to the show is, and the theme to the show is rumours. Nothing to do with Fleetwood Mac, but I've heard various rumours about various bands, and there is a rumour going around about Oasis. Not that they're doing a big show in 2025, there is a rumour going around, and I will let you know what that rumour is after we've heard one of their B-sides, but not the one you're expecting.
Before he goes.
Round Our Way by Oasis. And you think I'm going to mention something about that line about birds humming in? I'm not. Instead, I'm going to mention the fact that Paul from America is listening live, and he has just messaged in and said that song is better than Wonderwall. Most people would say that's a controversial opinion. I agree with him, completely right. And do you know what? Nothing wrong with a bit of controversy. Now, what's this rumour about Oasis? Well, Nebworth House have a Facebook page, and they put up a picture of Nebworth in, was it 95? And you remember Liam stood there and went, "This is history," in his, you know, that was a Manx accent, by the way, for those of you who were struggling to recognise it. Anyway, he said, "This is history." And so on the Facebook page, they've put, "This is history, August 2026. And they posted it, and then it was swiftly deleted, people. If that wasn't designed to cause a media frenzy, I don't know what is. Now, the next song is by The Supernaturals. And The Supernaturals, for those of you in Scotland, the Supernaturals are playing very shortly, 11th of April in Stirling, 12th of April in Aberdeen, and 13th of April in Edinburgh. Go and get your tickets now. If you can't remember what The Supernaturals sound like, just hang on for approximately 3 seconds.
Hits from the 1990s.
Cut out.
The next one's only part rumour, because we know for a fact that Space Hog, and I'm very excited about this, are doing a tour of the USA, but there is a rumour that they're coming to the UK. On a Facebook Q&A, they said, stay tuned, UK.
Yeah.
I don't think I can express how excited I will be if and when Space Hog play in the UK. That is the rumour. Please let it happen. Now, Helen has come on Twitter. She sent a message and said, properly uplifting songs tonight. Are you atoning for the misery fest that was Radiohead last week? No, I'm definitely not.
Listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Your mark was white.
Now, we mustn't forget there's a theme to this show, and the theme is rumours. And one of the big rumours, and I mentioned it last week, is that Radiohead might be going on tour. Now, that rumour is becoming more and more concrete because it's reported that they donated 4 tickets to a Radiohead concert of your choice to an auction. It's a Los Angeles fire auction, and it was an auction run by the Palisades High School benefiting victims of the recent Los Angeles fires. Now, the fire relief auction closed on Monday, which is March the 17th, and the listing for the tickets explained that whoever bid the most for them will be able to choose their preferred city and date based on the band's tour schedule. Pretty good, right? And apparently they may have they might even be doing residencies in various European cities. That would be good, wouldn't it? Come on. Right, so let's move on to something with no rumours whatsoever, just fancy playing it. It's a bit of Manic Street Preachers.
Hits from the 1990s. Thank you.
I was wrong. There is a rumour. And it's not just about the Manic Street Preachers. It's about that actual song. There's a rumour that the Manic Street Preachers are going to drop it from their live set and they're going to stop playing it. I don't know why they would do that, but apparently they are. That's the rumour. Now, the next one is a rumour about electricity. And it's such a rubbish rumour. All I know is that there's something happening. And that was it. That's all I've been told. I can't tell you any more because I've been sworn to secrecy. This was from a source within the band. So it's a band member telling me this. Can't tell you anymore. Sworn to secrecy. We're getting real trouble if we tell you. But that's it. There's something coming. There's something happening. Yeah. Just rubbish, isn't it? Maybe we should all bombard electricity with requests for further information on X or on Blue Sky. Feel free to do it while you listen to Best Friend's Girl. Don't forget to bombard electricity, that's it. Hit them with loads of messages and loads of stuff on X saying, come on, what's the goss? What's the gen, as they would say up north? Right, there's also some rumours going around. I don't know how salubrious these rumours are about the Happy Mondays. I am not going to go into any more detail than that. Go and look it up online, but there are rumours flying.
Mother
This next one's not rumour, it is fact. To celebrate 30 years of Olympian, Gene are beyond excited to announce that they will be reuniting for a very special show at the legendary Event IM Apollo in Hammersmith this October. Pre-sale tickets will be sent out on Wednesday the 26th of March at 9 a.m. and you have to sign up, that's tomorrow, geneofficial.com. General sale tickets will be available from Friday the 28th of March at 9 a.m. and it's going to be Saturday the 4th of October. If you're interested, get those tickets now.
back to the 90s.
We have Brian getting in with a late message saying great tunes tonight. You're very welcome, Brian. And all it's left for me to do is to wish Damon Albarn a happy birthday. No doubt he's listening. Thank you for listening. See you on the flip side.
And you've been so busy lately that you haven't haven't found the time to open up your mind and watch the world spinning gently out of time. Feel the sunshine on your face. Send a computer now, gone are the future. So busy lately that you haven't found the time to open up your mind and watch the world spinning gently out of time. Watch the world spinning gently.